just a real quick primer and some thoughts on kingdom finances. In spring, Sam preached this word, you guys remember, on Isaiah 45. And the verse 3 specifically talks about giving the hidden treasures that are stored in secret places. And talked about praying that the monies that's been used for sinful purposes, that God would start freeing up money for kingdom purposes. And he talked about $1 million. I don't know if he, I think literally, but just praying. And something happened when I heard that, something in my heart. Up until this time, you know, there's been warfare on our own finances. And just open confession, we haven't always done the best at handling it, our money. And I've known that the Lord has spoken to my heart, said, I need to get your own finances in order. And so God used some tools in spring, and it was like an instant, there was a breakthrough. So I've just had faith that God wants to send resources to our team, to our tribe. I believe that as missionaries, disciple nations, I believe New Life, that we are equipped and in position for something that God's doing to see Jesus come back to this planet. I believe that he's doing tons, and we're a small part of it, but I believe our small part has a key part. And so I believe that God wants to bring these finances, bring resources to us. So how do we get there? How do we position ourselves? I love the phrase that Sam uses. He often says, God will work in spite of us, but we want to work through us. So just like we believe in prayer and fasting to break strongholds, right? That's a powerful combination. There's something powerful when we start giving sacrificially and when we start giving generously. When we start giving generously with our time and with our resources, I feel like it moves something on the Lord's heart. It gets us out of a poverty spirit and moves us into sonship. So I think sometimes we're afraid to talk about the blessings of the Lord because it can be distorted, right? In American culture where we have so much, and sometimes we think we need to, I think we can slip into false humility there. I think the Lord wants to bless us.
Amen.
I think we shouldn't be afraid of that. I don't think we should be afraid of financial blessing. I don't think we should be afraid of any spiritual blessing. But the reason we have those is to then freely give to the nations. So 2 Corinthians, some great verses. Verse 19, the end of that. Paul's talking about this offering, and he says, which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself. By us having these offerings and giving them, we are honoring him. Of course, we know 2 Corinthians 9, 6 says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. So Angie and I are trying to walk this out. We want to hear from the Spirit. We're trying to give generously because we believe that the Lord wants to give back to our nation, to our disciple nations team, to this church. So we're going to, I want to pray for just a couple things. One, I felt like potentially there's people maybe that need a financial breakthrough in here. So if that's you, I'm going to pray. If there's just some provision, something, maybe there's been a block. And then second, I want to pray maybe you felt like you are to kind of steward kingdom finances. I want to just pray blessing in your job, blessing where you're at. Mm. Or maybe even as a mission, maybe the God's put on your heart to even raise funds, have kingdom partners to see money going to the nation. So I'm going to pray over those two things. The last thing is we have an opportunity to give. We have our New Life offering. So if you feel led to give here, then that money is going to support the local work and the regional work that's a part of what God's doing. But also you may have faith to give to the nations. And one of the practical ways, you guys have heard of Tim, is trying to raise money is the right word, but, you know, steward money for what's happening in Egypt. And there's an explosive work happening there, and so we have an opportunity to give to that. Mm. So there's just a few ways, but yeah. I'm going to pray.
Amen.
Now for this. So, Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for the opportunity and the relationship that you have. That talk about money and where our heart is, God. Jesus, we confess at times we've been selfish and not given. And so, Jesus, we know that you freely gave to us.
Yes.
So freely we receive or release these resources in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, God, I pray right now for those that have felt a block in their bills, a block in their finances. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you're moving through that block.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you that even right now you're releasing strategies, God. Releasing strategies, God, of how to be generous so that we can see your heart moved and that you can release these blessings. God, we know that we need to be humble in this and steward this well. This is not for us to be rich. Mm. This is not for us to hoard. It's for us to be a steward of your funds, God. And so, Jesus, again, for those that maybe need have a block at their job, block again in bills, or there's maybe debt in this room, God, we pray you would cancel debts, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for kingdom order, how we use our finances. And, God, I do pray for those that are in the business community, God, those that are in positions, God, that you want to bless them financially. We pray that you would do that, that you'd give increase on their lives. And God, that you would move it on their hearts as they work hard in the marketplace, as they give generously, Jesus.
Yep.
God, that you would unlock things in their own lives and then unlock things for the kingdom. God, we do ask, God, for money for Egypt, for Jordan, for Lebanon. God, for the countries that we are working in, for North Korea.
Yes.
God, we ask for the resources from heaven to go. We ask for manna, new manna, for food provision, mm-hmm. Jesus. We pray you would move in the nations, God.